A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Aduluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonde UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. I pray that this Monday morning, the Lord will cause heavens to open upon you and it will cause your rain to fall. The rain of blessings, the rain of abundance, the rain of glory will fall upon you this day and this week and always in the precious name of Jesus. It is your year, our year of greater glory. The Lord will manifest his greater glory in your life in the name of Jesus. I declare that the hour has come for the manifestation of the will and the counsel and the purpose of God in your life. The hour has come for the fulfillment of the word of God, for the performance of prophecies and promises concerning you in the name of Jesus. So I declare this week shall be a week of performance, a week of fulfillment to the praise of the glory of the name of the Lord. I declare that this week you will be led by the Spirit of the living God in every aspect of your life. You will profit this week. You will record amazing results, amazing testimonies. You will be led into blessings. You will be led into favor by the help of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God will lead and guide you away from trouble. You will not walk into trouble this week. You will not walk into disaster. The name of the Lord will be honored in your life. This morning, I put the name of Jesus Christ upon you. And because the name of the Lord is on you, the blessings of the Lord will attend to you. Your things will happen fast this week. Your things will happen with ease. Your things will happen without stress. In the precious name of Jesus, I declare that every weapon that may be formed or fashioned against you this week shall not prosper. I declare that every tongue that shall rise up against you in judgment, you shall condemn. I declare that no matter how tough the atmosphere may be, that the Lord God will make a way for you and things will not be tough on you. Things will not be tough for you. In the name of Jesus, the grace of God will make things happen for you with ease, and the name of the Lord will be honored. This is your week of results. This is your week of testimonies. This is your week of glory. This is your week of greatness. This is your week of open doors. This is your week of favor. This is your week of settlement. This is your week of provision. This is your week of victory and your week of glory in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. Step out this morning with the assurance of the fact that you are operating under an open heaven and you are accompanied with the presence of God and the presence of the Spirit of the Lord, who will make things work in your life without any stress, in the name of Jesus. For our meditation this morning, let's consider the Word of God in the book of Acts, Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 5, from verse 30 to verse 32. The Bible says, "The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you murdered by hanging on a tree. Him God has exalted to his right hand to be prince and savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sin. And we are his witnesses of these things. And so also is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." Witnesses of these things. So the number three purpose of the Holy Spirit in our lives is to enable us to be witnesses to Christ and to his resurrection. We are the witnesses of these things which we have heard, which we have been taught, and which we have read. Here, the apostle said, we are witnesses of the things which we are talking about. We are witnesses of the death, of the burial, of the resurrection of Christ Jesus. We are his witnesses. Dear listener, you are a witness, and you are to witness to the resurrection of Christ. You are to witness to the power of Christ. You are to witness to the glory of God. You are his witness. You are the epistle that people are reading. God wants you to be his witness. He left you here to be his witness. You are saved to serve. And in serving God, you are to demonstrate, you are to show that you are the witness. You are a living witness of what Christ has done and what Christ is able to do. I am a witness. And so we are to witness to others what Jesus Christ has done for us, how he has reconciled us to God, how he has brought us and brought us back from the slave market. We have been redeemed by his blood. And so not only are you giving the Holy Spirit to manifest the power of Christ in life and ministry, not only are you giving the Holy Spirit to demonstrate the wisdom of God, but you are giving the Holy Spirit to be his witness, to witness to Christ. And so every day of your life, you must live to fulfill this role by witnessing to Christ. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 4, and in verse number 33, the Bible says, with great power, the apostles gave testimony, or they gave witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them. With great power and with great grace, they gave testimony, they gave witness of the resurrection of Christ. You are his witness. And so every day of your life, you must open your mouth and witness to someone about Christ Jesus. And that was what Paul understood, why he said, necessity is laid upon me to preach the gospel, but woe is unto me if I do not preach the gospel of Christ. And so you are to witness to Christ and to his resurrection. You are also part of these witnesses. I love that verse of scriptures. And we are witnesses of these things. We are witnesses of these things that we have said, that we have seen, that we have read, that we have handled, of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am a witness to these things, the things I have seen in my few years of existence, of living, and in my few years of relating with Christ Jesus. I am a witness to the things that Christ Jesus has done, to the things that Christ Jesus is able to do. I have seen him heal sicknesses. I've seen him raise the dead back to life. I have seen him stretch forth his hand. I've just seen very mighty miracles happen at the mention of the name of Jesus. I have seen demons bow out of people. I have seen the barren becoming joyful mother of children. I have seen 13-year-old barrenness disappear. I have seen 21-year-old barrenness disappear. I am a witness of these things. And so also the Holy Spirit, who has been given unto me, who has been given to us. What are you a witness of in the body of Christ? What can you witness? What can you say about your Savior, about the Lord who bought you with a price? The Bible says, and we are his witnesses. You must be his witness. You must stand to testify that, yes, Jesus actually died for our sins, for my sin also, and for the sins of the world. Yes, Jesus rose from the dead on the third day. I did not see him when he rose from the dead, but I believe. I have faith enough to believe, and I have seen his work in my life to know that he did rise from the dead, and that he ascended into the heavens, and that he's coming again into the world to take the saints to himself. I am a witness of these things. And so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. What again is the number 4 purpose of the Holy Spirit? To bring forth fruits. We are given the Holy Spirit so we can bring forth fruits. In Galatians chapter 5 and in verse number 22, the word of God says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. The fruit of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit enables us to bring forth fruit to the praise of the glory of the name of the Lord. You cannot produce these fruits of the Spirit outside of the Holy Spirit. They are the fruits of the Spirit. It is the fruit, rather, of the Spirit. And it is the Holy Spirit that will enable you to bring forth this fruit. And that's why your fraternity with the Holy Spirit must be strong. Your relationship with the Holy Spirit must be cordial, so your life can bring forth fruit by the help of the Holy Spirit. So the fruit of the Spirit is possible only in the life of a person who has a relationship with the Holy Spirit, who has been baptized in the Holy Ghost. And so you need the Spirit of God. These are the purposes of the Spirit of God in our lives: to bring forth fruits, to produce fruits to the glory of God, to witness to Christ and to his resurrection, to demonstrate the wisdom of God, and to manifest the power of God in life and in ministry. And I pray that these purposes will be fulfilled in your life, in your career, your family, and in your ministry, in Jesus' precious name. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray this morning and say, Lord Jesus, make me a genuine and a true witness of these things. Make me a genuine witness, a true witness of your power, of your greatness, of your glory. This is my prayer, O Lord, that you will make me a genuine and a true witness of your power, of your greatness, of your glory, in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' name. I'd like you to pray. Lord Jesus, I pray, let me testify to your resurrection with great power. Let great grace be upon me in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord Jesus, let me to testify. Let me be a witness to your resurrection with great power. Let great grace be upon me in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Holy Spirit divine, make me fruitful. Help me to bring forth fruits without struggles. Help my life and destiny. Make me fruitful, Holy Spirit of God, to the praise of the glory of your name, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Holy Spirit divine, guide me into glory this week. Guide me into greatness. Guide me, lead me into blessings. Prosper my ways and my doings this week in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit of God, I hand over myself to you this week. I hand over my activities. I hand over all my ways to you, that you will guide and lead me into fruitfulness this week. Guide me into blessings. Guide me, lead me into favor. Lead me into greatness, to glory, and let your name be honored in my life. I thank you, Spirit of the living God, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray that this week you will be divinely guided by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God will guide and lead you aright. You will be led into the blessings of God, into prosperity, into favor, to greatness, and into glory in the name of Jesus. I pray your life will bring forth fruits in the name of Jesus. By the help of the Holy Spirit, you will be fruitful, you will be productive. You will not be barren of fruits. You will not be barren of results in the name of Jesus. And I pray the Lord will make you a genuine and a true witness of the resurrection of Christ. Your life will testify to the power and the goodness and the greatness of Christ Jesus. Your life will bring glory and honor to the name of Jesus. And I pray that this week will be a fruitful and a productive week for you in every aspect of life, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Support Daily Impact with your prayers. Support by forwarding this message and sharing this link with your contacts. Support also with your giving. And let your financial giving be sent to the Zenith Bank account number 12-16-100-456. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulodju, wishing you a very glorious and prosperous week. The Lord bless you.